Hello, my name is Chris Phil, and I'm a co-author on the book Marketing Fundamentals, published by Oxford University Press. This particular podcast is concerned with Chapter 4 of the book, Marketing Strategy and Planning. This particular chapter considers two quite fundamental issues associated with marketing. The first is the marketing environment, and the second is marketing strategy and planning. Now, these two elements are really very, very important and will influence your marketing studies, and also for those of you who go in or pursue a marketing career, will influence what you do and how you do it. So understanding these two topics is really very important. The first, marketing environment, is considered in three main areas. First, the external environment. Second, the performance environment. And third, the internal environment. Now, we covered these particular environments in sequence in the book, and you should be familiar with the intricacies and the complexities of both of these all three of these environments before moving forward into the second part of the book, or rather the second part of this chapter. The external environment is considered in terms of an acronym called PESTL. PESTL stands for, or the P stands for political, the E, economic, S, social cultural, T, technology, L is legal, and the final E is for ecological issues. Now, as I say, we consider each of these particular areas in the book, and I'd like you to be familiar with them and to look at the examples and of the way in which marketing can be guided and steered through understanding each of these areas of the external environment. The performance environment considers those organisations who are in direct competition with the focus organisation or brand. It also concerns those direct influencers, those organisations who perhaps supply the organisation through a supply chain, and there are indirect suppliers or suppliers of indirect services such as financial services. Now, these can be grouped in such a way that they construe the performance environment or the context in which organisations compete. One of the principal models that you will be introduced to is Porter's Five Forces model of competitive behaviour. And I think you should look at figure 4.3 and make sure that you understand the various dynamics that work within the performance environment. The internal environment, the third one of the groups that we look at, considers the ways in which organisations manage their resources in order to compete and achieve their own particular goals. And we look at portfolio analysis and something called the Boston Box. Again, read the chapter and you become familiar with it. Once we've considered all these environmental issues, we need to consider our own internal strengths and external strengths and the opportunities and problems that face the organisation. And we do this through something I'm sure you've heard of, which is SWOT analysis. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats. Again, look at the material, but remember that good SWOT analysis does not consider any more than three, possibly four elements in any one of these categories. So only ever look at three key strengths, three key weaknesses, etc., when you're compiling your own SWOT analysis. It is all too often we see endless lists of what are said to be strengths, when actually they're not key and they're not necessarily strengths. So keep them brief. I always try to identify the key aspects. Three only, maximum. As I said earlier, the second part of the chapter is concerned with marketing strategy in particular. And marketing strategy emerges from an understanding of the environment in which organisations compete. Now, we do this by first looking at what are known as strategic marketing goals. And there are various goals, such as niche goals, harvesting goals, holding goals. But the most prominent one that you are aware of, I'm sure, are growth goals. And all organisations seek to grow and grow in strength in order to ensure that they achieve their wider goals, but also maintain their existence. We also introduce you at this stage to Ansoff's matrix at figure 4.7, something that will come up again later in your studies, so be familiar with that. The next section looks at strategic marketing action, the implementation issues, if you like, what it is that we have to do. And from a strategy point of view, we identify again the work of Porter, and we refer to his strategies concerning differentiation, focus, and cost leadership. So make sure you're comfortable with those ideas. The final part of this chapter is concerned with marketing planning. So having determined what we want to achieve, the goals, how we're going to get there, the action part of strategy, we need to set out a more detailed plan to ensure that all of these activities and goals are achieved and accomplished. And so in this final section, we set out the key activities associated with marketing planning. And again, I would like to suggest that you pay particular attention to this, as these activities, these issues associated with strategy and planning, will stand you in very good stead when you come to developing your careers after your studies.